Joining us right now, one of my favorite guys to talk hoops with is my good buddy Andrew Feinstein of DenverStiffs.com. Andy, you're on with Nate Kreckman and Jim Armstrong. How you doing, man?
Gentlemen, good to speak with you. It's fun to finally talk real basketball, not hypothetical basketball.
No kidding. All right, Andy, I'm getting two different general kind of opinions, mindsets from Nuggets fans coming into this season. There are those that are excited about what this team is based on what they saw over the last 25 games that come into the season with a sense of optimism. Then there are those with the glasses half empty saying, yeah, but they still don't have a superstar. We're looking at just another one and done. They'll get to the playoffs, but they'll disappoint us again. You, Andrew Feinstein, Denver Nuggets season ticket holder, what mindset do you have going into the season?
Can I have both? Because they're both right. We're going to have a great regular season. We're going to be the beneficiaries of this 66-game squirrely lockout schedule. We're going to run people out of the building. We're going to make the playoffs, and we're probably going to lose in the first round again.
Come on, that's just the glass is half. You got to go one way or the other, man.
The problem is that you have to look at the Nuggets in the context of the other teams around us. And you have to say to yourself, who do we beat in a first-round playoff series? Do we beat Dallas in a first-round playoff series? I don't think so. Do we beat the Thunder in a first-round playoff series? Unlikely. You know, maybe if we get the Grizzlies, we could take them down. Maybe an older team like the Spurs or the Lakers. But it's probably a stretch. And even if we get to the second round, I can assure you we're not getting to the conference finals. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be excited, and here's why. This is a perfect opportunity to see what we get from Danilo Gallinari and Ty Lawson. You have 66 games to see if these guys are real deal players. And if they are, then we can think about how we grow for the following season, and then we can start talking about conference championships and maybe beyond that.
So one and done again. So what you're saying, Andrew, is they should have just like kept the locks on the door with the lockout then. Mr. Optimism.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying this team that they constructed in the post-Carmelo world, if you will, needed more time to gel. Yeah, those last 25 games were really fun last year, but I want to see these guys with a full season together. We may have an all-star in our hands with Gallinari. He might be a poor man's Dirk Nowitzki, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I want to see what we've got, and I'm glad that they kept the core of this team together because they could have upside that we as fans don't realize yet, and I want to just see it play out. And, you know, if you need to lose a playoff series in that process, so be it. It's better than, you know, panicking and rebuilding and or spending too much money on free agents that we don't really need right now.
All right, Andrew, first full year, or 66 games anyhow, of the post-Melo era, if you will, a new feel to this team. Ultimately, when it's all said and done, what will be this team's biggest weakness and biggest strength?
Well, that's a great question. Biggest weakness, I think, will be who's our go-to guy going to be down the stretch? And I think it's going to be Gallo. So I think that's going to be an issue for Coach Carl. You know, who is going to be that guy that has a killer instinct that puts his foot on the throat of the opponent? Say what you want about Carmelo Anthony. You know, I certainly wasn't the biggest Carmelo Anthony fan in the world, but that guy delivered when you needed him to deliver at the end of the game. And there's only so many guys in the NBA that can do it. And I fear that we don't have one on the Nuggets. But I think Gallo has that potential, so let's see if he's that guy. Biggest strength is obvious. It's our depth and our size. We, with Nene, Gallinari, and Mozgov up front, we have one of the most dynamic, young, tall front lines in all the Western Conference. And it's remarkable how we went from this kind of undersized team to suddenly one of the biggest teams in the West. And the fact that you can bring Anderson and Kufos and Harrington and Farid off the bench makes us even more dynamic. So I think, you know, size and depth is our strength.
Andrew Feinstein, DenverStiffs.com, Nuggets and Phoenix tonight, preseason hoops. Andrew, I'll let you live out of fantasy for a second. You get to be the head coach of this Denver Nuggets team. We know what the starting lineup is. Tell me what your rotation is, and tell me who the guy is with all the depth on this team. Who is the guy that is ultimately going to end up watching a lot of basketball this year that we might not expect it out of?
Well, I mean, who's going to be sitting on the bench rather than engaged in the game itself?
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's going to be Farid. I just think that, you know, knowing George Karl as I do, I think he's going to be very comfortable with his veteran rotation. I know he liked Al Harrington a lot more than the fans did. And I'm just concerned that Farid's going to get shortchanged in all this. I think that I see Rudy Fernandez, who I really like, by the way. I see Rudy Fernandez and Harrington and Birdman and Andre Miller being those four guys who get heavy minutes off the bench, and everybody else is going to be kind of an also-ran. And unfortunately, that's going to include Farid, who I think will be a fan favorite almost overnight.
Andrew, how much do you think we'll see Lawson and Miller on the court at the same time?
More than I'd like to see. George likes playing with his two-point guard lineup. I think it's kind of a nice regular season gimmick, if you will, but I question how effective it can be in the postseason. And I don't see why we need to do that. I think that, you know, the nice thing about Rudy Fernandez is he played with Andre Miller in Portland, so I'd like to come at teams with wave after wave of energy. So why not go with Lawson and Aflalo and replace them both and bring in Rudy and Andre Miller, and you almost have two starting backcourts, which is very exciting.
Talking to Andrew Feinstein, DenverStiffs.com. What about as far as when George goes small, when George goes big? Do you see it as a night-to-night thing, or do you look at it the way that I do, Andy? And basically what I say is your first substitution, and I see George doing this a lot, and much to your chagrin, it sounds like, you bring Andre Miller into the game, you take Mozgov out of the game, you push Nene to the five, and you kind of go small right there. I see them doing that a lot. Do you think that's how George will attack it?
I don't know. It really depends on who we're playing. And this is why I'm not a basketball coach. You know, I don't know when, you know, do you go small versus a big team and run them off the floor? Do you go big versus big? Do you go big versus small? That's, and George would say the same thing if he was on this call right now. You know, you got to go with the feel of the game. And, you know, are you trying to slow the game down and punish guys inside? Or do you want to keep that game sped up, in which case you would bring in Andre Miller from Mozgov?
Well, I think another thing that you look at right there is you got to look at a truncated season and say 66 games that are packed in, and some of these teams, I know fans are in media are making a lot out of back-to-back-to-backs. There aren't all that many of them, but nonetheless, in generally, teams are going to be playing about at least four games a week. You take advantage of teams coming into Denver, perhaps, you know, an East Coast team coming off the West Coast. They've been out there playing, I don't know, Portland and Golden State, and then they come out here. The way that I look at it, and the best way to attack this season with this team, and we saw it in the first preseason game, I think the Nuggets just got to push tempo, and that's, we know that's how George likes to do it.
I like pushing tempo, but let me throw this at you. What if it's more of like a hockey-style approach where you literally change lines? And you have our starting five, then you bring in your next wave, and it can be a full wave. You bring in Miller, you bring in Rudy, you bring in Harrington, you bring in Farid, you bring in Birdman. If you need to, you've got Kupas, and you've got Corey Brewer. So why not just go with wave after wave? And it's like these other teams, yeah, maybe they go 7 deep, 8 deep best. We go 11 deep. And we can I think, exploit that with other teams, especially when they're coming in from a West Coast trip.
All right, Andrew, Lakers or Clippers, who you got?
You know, I had the Lakers in my preseason prediction, and that was before I watched the Lakers and the Clippers play the last couple of nights. I like the Clippers better. I think that Chris Paul is really changing the culture there almost overnight. You know, I'm watching Mo Williams, who could start on almost any NBA team, and he's the backup point guard, and DeAndre Jordan just looks like a beast. So I like the Clippers.
Who's the best team in the West?
I think it's the Mavericks at the end of the day. I think the Thunder will have the best record. I think the Mavericks did themselves good by bringing in Lamar Odom and Vince Carter. I just think the Mavericks, at the end of the day, if they can stay healthy, come out on top in the Western Conference.
Nate asked the question yesterday, Nuggets leading scorer this season. Most people probably say Gallinari. And I say, you know what? I think Lawson's got a shot there. All right, give us your final regular season stat line on Ty Lawson, give or take.
I'm thinking 14 points, 7 assists, and a steal and a half. And not because he isn't capable of doing more. I just don't think he's going to play the minutes that would enable him to do more.
Yeah, George does love him some Andre Miller. We know that. Andrew Feinstein, DenverStiffs.com. Andrew, last thing. This is probably the last time we're going to get to chat with you before the regular season tips off. I got the Nuggets as the 5 seed, and I have declared them a team that will finish ahead of the San Antonio Spurs. I got the Clips, the Lakers, the Thunder, and the Mavs finishing ahead of Denver. Where do you have them going into the season?
Well, I had them 6th, and what I wrote about at the time at DenverStiffs.com, I think the Nuggets could finish anywhere between 3 and 6. I did have them behind the San Antonio Spurs. I know the Spurs really flamed out in the postseason last year, but they did win 61 games. And the lockout may have enabled Tim Duncan and Ginobili to get some off-season rest. So I see the Nuggets. I know I'm waffling. I say between 3 and 6. I did predict them to be 6 on the blog.
Andrew Feinstein, read his stuff, denverstiffs.com. Guys, it is an outstanding blog. Feinstein is on top of this. Him and Nate Tibbins do a great, great job writing about what's going on with the Nuggets. Andrew, really do appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
I look forward to seeing you guys. We're long overdue for a couple cocktails, so maybe before the Utah game next week.
Yeah, we could probably make that happen, and I especially like drinking before Utah comes in. That just makes me feel good.
I agree.
All right, there he goes.
Thanks,
That's Andrew,
Andrew
Feinstein, denverstiffs.com.